Listener Production. Hi there, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Crown Resorts is poised to pay a whopping $450 million for breaching anti-money laundering laws. The group and AUSTRAC have come to an agreement over historical non-compliance at its Melbourne and Perth locations. A federal court hearing to consider whether the amount is appropriate has been set for July. In Sydney, specialist search dogs will be sent in to find possible human remains in the rubble of a heritage-listed building that was gutted by fire. Two people who had been sleeping rough at the Surry Hills site remain unaccounted for. Demolition of the building is underway. Fire and Rescue Superintendent Adam Dewberry says it will take some time.
Our priority is to get people back in their homes and businesses up and trading and roads open as soon as possible. But we need to do that safely, but we are prioritising that, and that's what we're working to.
Amber Jade Sanderson is the favourite to become WA's new Premier. The Health Minister has edged out Deputy Leader Roger Cook at a party faction meeting a day after the shock resignation of Mark McGowan. Ms Sanderson says she's received a clear majority from Labor's powerful left faction.
I will now reach out to my colleagues across the caucus with a focus on unity and stability. We will continue those conversations. I will respect the process and we'll have more to say later in that process.
A manhunt is underway in the US state of Florida after at least 9 people were injured in a shooting incident. It's understood shots were fired when two groups got into an altercation near Hollywood Beach. One person has been arrested. In sports, South star Latrell Mitchell has not been named to take on the Titans this weekend. There was speculation he'd play despite being ruled out of the Origin opener with a calf issue. Meanwhile, former Blue Wade Graham has told listeners Footy Talk podcast there may be a silver lining to Nathan Cleary's infected tooth, even if Nicho Hynes doesn't replace him in tomorrow night's opener.
If he does miss some training, it allows Nicho to jump in, get a little bit of experience, get a feel for the combinations, and he would have done reps anyway, you know, covering all bases in case something happens.